It's growing cotton.
That's my ex-girlfriend. That's my ex-ex-girlfriend. That's my ex-ex-ex-girlfriend.
Dating can feel uncomfortable. Your clothes shouldn't. Cotton, the fabric of our lives.
Kevin Brinkley is CEO, Plains Cotton Cooperative Association.
So we can make yarn in the U.S. actually pretty efficiently. The problem is you've got to get it to a market where it could be made into fabric. And even worse than that is the cut and sew operations are most always going to be chasing low-cost labor. So we saw this happen in China back during the late 90s and say up until about 2010. And they actually sort of priced their labor to a point where it wasn't the most competitive. You saw a lot of that business move into Southeast Asia. Vietnam would be a great example of that. Bangladesh, Pakistan, Turkey are all places where the labor costs attract textile production. You look at the Caribbean Basin countries, Central America, Mexico, again, some real labor advantages there. So I think this is just Kevin's opinion, but for us to reshore a lot of that industry here would take a lot of automation. So think robotics, things like that that don't, I mean, we can't get people to work anywhere in this country, so it would be hard to get them at any rate that's competitive. There's a company actually here in the U.S. called Bella and Canvas that makes T-shirts. You've never heard of them because they rebrand them as other things. But they have actually started down this road. If you got, you can find them on YouTube. They'll lay out 140 layers of fabric on a table the length of a football field, and a robot will go down there and cut the components of a T-shirt out. But you know what they have to do with them? They have to send them down to the Central America to have them sewn into a garment. Then they bring them back here and still sell them for $5. It's amazing.
It's growing cotton.